Hi everyone, welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday today or on any other day you're listening to this podcast. This week I wanted to talk about this concept or belief of the higher self. And I know in a lot of communities, metaphysical communities, New Age communities, etc., there's more of a focus on meeting your spirit guide and working with your spirit guide as opposed to the higher self. And it's something I've been personally trying to dive deeper into to get this understanding. I wanted to bring you my knowledge and understanding of the higher self and what I've read. Also, let you know that I don't have all the answers, and it's a little bit difficult when you're even researching this topic of the higher self, because there are a lot of similarities, but there also are a lot of differences, and these will be topics I talk about today. However, one of my goals is to encourage you to start getting to know your higher self and maybe shift your focus from spirit guide to higher self. So let's talk about the higher self. Now, if you've been meditating and kind of working on developing your skill set, your abilities, then at some point you would have encountered a teacher who has encouraged you at some capacity to meet your higher self. However, again, I've taken a lot of classes from many teachers, and there was never really an emphasis on the higher self. It was always, okay, ask your spirit guide for answers, you know, meet the other person's spirit guide to get the answers, etc., as opposed to work with your higher self. So let's discuss this topic. So from my understanding, our higher selves are really our true selves. They are all-knowing, very wise, unconditionally loving. Some people say that our higher self is our personalized presence of God. So it's a little confusing. When I did research on the higher self, I found many different definitions, interpretations, etc. Some people conflate the higher self with the soul. Some people separate the higher self from the soul. Some people say that your higher self exists on a totally different vibrational plane and that your soul is a part of the mind, body, spirit, mind, body, soul. So it seems like there's even a lot of confusion regarding what is the higher self, where is it, how do you contact it, why is it important, etc. And the big question, which I even have myself, is your higher self your own intuition? Which is such a big question, because even now I grapple with that, and I don't know that I've come to a specific conclusion. I will say the common thread in my studies has been that your higher self is the complete you, the one that has always been and always will be. It is your eternal self. Now, from some texts I've read that your higher self still is with the all that is. It's with God constantly. It's existing with that, with the creator itself. However, for growth, understanding, expansion, etc., it projected part of itself here into this plane of matter for expansion and growth, for, you know, to essentially embody part of the all that is, or the wisdom of all that is. So then the question is your higher self your soul, right? Because there's this, again, understanding that your soul is, it houses, is probably the better way of putting it, all of your past lives, all of your information. It's like your hard drive to a certain extent, and all of the lives that you've had on this planet and all the lives you've experienced incarnating into other planes of existence, it's in your soul or your hard drive. It's all there available for access. So what I have read is that, you know, your higher self did project part of itself here so that it can have these experiences. But within this spirit self and body self, it's like the mind, the body, and then you can use the soul and spirit word interchangeably. And that your higher self is not necessarily... This is confusing, and I understand, because while I'm talking about it, I'm trying to make sure it's clear myself. But that your higher self is not necessarily here, quote unquote, right? It's the soul that's having the experiences, but the higher self is watching. Is watching. Your higher self knows the blueprint. Your higher self supposedly worked with guides, etc., above to help create what you're going through right now. In a sense that it helped to create the map of your lessons, your goals, etc. And it's overseeing you every step of the way. Now, your higher self, if we think of it as this higher spirit that is truly our real selves, that's one with God, your higher self is overseeing this existence. It has access to everything. It has access to the map of your soul. It has the knowledge of all that is truly. It is in itself your intuition. Some people say that your higher self is that inner voice, is that inner teacher, that gut reaction, that inner knowing, that it truly comes from the higher self itself. Some people would just say the intuition is just the knowledge of your true self, which I think is probably really one and the same. So it's a little bit confusing. But I have had experiences with my higher self, and I'm going to talk about that. So a lot of my own personal knowledge comes from that. So one thing I wanted to clarify is, you know, does your higher self have a personality? Is it male or female? Does any of that really matter? Well, yes and no. It matters for our purposes here on Earth for understanding, but it doesn't really matter as a whole, right? Because the idea of male, female in the entirety of existence, I'm not sure that that really matters, but it does serve a purpose down here on Earth for learning. So in terms of your higher self, I want to talk about meeting your higher self, what that could look like, and even kind of why that's important. So I will say at the beginning of my practice, I don't think I shared this before, I was taking a lot of classes and I was doing a lot of meditation at the beginning. Now, I started off pretty slowly. I did 5-minute meditations. Some people think that you need, you know, hours and hours, you know, to be able to get in touch with your guide, your angels, etc. I really think it's where your spirit is at the moment in terms of its own individual growth. However, I think there are other things that could prevent your ability to meet your higher self, which I think this is important to talk about, because there's one question that I had when I was researching, well, how does one really meet their higher self, right? I do think past lives, experiences from your past lives can actually block you from communicating with your higher self. Not as a sense of punishment, although it feels that way, especially if you've been meditating for months and months and haven't seen anything. This even goes for your own spirit guide, right? It feels like you're blocked, even though, let's say, you've meditated with every stone in the book, you have done every spirit guide meditation, you've done every white light meditation, and nothing has shifted for you. Even when you're trying to meet your higher self, nothing has even moved the needle at all. I completely get that. So when I was starting one of my classes, I was supposed to be meeting my spirit guide. And I had been meditating for a long time. So the meditation that was required was over an hour long, no lie. And I'm telling you, when I started, I only did 5 minutes, right? And then I moved up to 10 minutes, and then I moved to 15, 20, 30, etc. So it was definitely a gradual process. And that's important, because I think since we live in a time of instant gratification and instant results, we expect a quick turnaround time. But that's not the way things really operate. It's just the way we expect them to operate here. But obviously that doesn't apply. So as I was saying, when I first started taking this class and doing this meditation, I couldn't even get through more than 30 minutes because it requires your focus. It requires your ability to focus on one thing, which is hard for most of us after sitting in lotus position for, 15, 20 minutes. Our mind begins to wander, and that's extremely common. And I think even when you're beginning this type of work, your guides, your higher self, everyone is conscious that it takes some time. So don't get frustrated at the beginning. So as I said, when I finally got through the first full hour and 15, 20 minutes of the meditation, I was happy. Did I see anything? No, nothing at all. Frustrated, yes, but proud because I was able to hold my attention and focus for that time. Well, so when I did the meditation a few times, I finally did have a breakthrough and I ended up at this house. And it was very real. When you are in meditation and it's like when you finally kind of broke through the wall to meeting your guide or your higher self, it's you forget you're here on earth. You really do. You forget everything because what you're seeing and experiencing feels ultimately very real. And so when I got to this house, I was looking around and I walked in and there were many areas of the house I could have gone to. I decided to go into the living room space and I walked in there and just kind of looked around and I saw someone. But I couldn't see his face. I could see from the neck down, which is very common for me and very frustrating. And I realized, or I just somehow knew that that was my guide. But then I turned around and I saw someone sitting in a chair. And it was an old woman. And when I say old woman, I mean, grandmother time. She looked like a gypsy. She had very, very long white hair covered in tons of silver jewelry and a black Victorian dress. And she just sat there and smiled at me and didn't speak. And then I heard someone ask me if I wanted to help them. So I turned to look to the right and there was a long gray wooden table and bushels of peaches on the table. And there was another lady and she looked as if she was in her 50s and she asked me to come over and help her make a pie. And I said, okay, sure. So I'm helping her to cut peaches and she's rolling out the dough. And she said, what's your, she didn't ask me what my name was. I think I asked her, what's your name? And she said, Melanie. She said, I've been called Melanie, but my real name is Izzy. And she said, you should call me that. And I said, okay. And so when I turned behind me, because I felt like there was a presence behind me, there was another girl and it was a younger version. She was probably late 20s. Anyway, so there were three women of different ages there while I was helping to roll out the dough, etc. Now, at the time, I didn't have any understanding of why there were three different ages of women. I didn't even know that that this woman was one and the same. I didn't know that this was my higher self, but she was. Which again is interesting because I was expecting to kind of meet my spirit guide and have a conversation with him, etc. So after we went through our whole ordeal of making this pie, I kind of left the house and that was it. And I didn't really have too much understanding. But when I would meditate later, I would see the old lady only, the very elderly lady, and she wouldn't speak. She would just gesture for me to come over because she wanted to show me things. And I remember one time specifically, she had a map or a scroll, excuse me. And she unrolled the scroll and she kept motioning for me to come, come here, come here. I want you to see this. So I walked over to her and she unrolled the scroll. And all of a sudden, it's like the pictures were moving on the scroll. And I think I'd spoken about this before actually on here. And I saw these warships, some of them with the Red Cross as their flag. And then I saw other ships and she kept pointing to the Red Cross, to me, and then rocks over and over, and I instantly knew that that was a previous lifetime. Now, in other meditations I've had where she has popped up, she has shown me many other lifetimes, who I was, how I lived, and how I died. One creepy story, I guess I still kind of think about this, and I died in a freak accident where it was definitely the 1800s, clearly, and I was young. I must have been in my 20s, driving with what I think was my husband at the time, and we were driving under this little tunnel, and it collapsed in and killed us, and I saw that very clearly amongst many other lifetimes. Why am I bringing this up? For multiple reasons. I learned later who she was. She eventually ended up speaking to me. thank God that she was my true self, my higher self, the higher self that had access to my records, the higher self that knew my past lives, what my lessons were, what my goals were, what I came here to do. And she was available to me. And she was available to me anytime I wanted to jump into meditation, to learn about myself, any questions that I had about my path, any roadblocks that I've been experiencing, if I needed any clues about that and why and where they derived from, I could call upon her. She was available to me. She was my true self that has relived and relived and relived on this planet. So this goes back to a couple of things. Number one, is your higher self male or female? They may present themselves in either or. I'm not sure that the actual gender matters, but I do know for my purposes, that's the way my higher self appears to me as a female over and over and over. I've heard from other people that, yes, when they do appear, it's like male or female, and they're there to show you things about yourself, but never in a harmful way. Your higher self is this all-wise, very knowledgeable, loving, uplifting, and very honest being who is really your true self. And it's interesting to kind of learn that because we do identify so much with the body and so much with what we see and what we've experienced in this particular incarnation. It's kind of hard to think of ourselves as this other person or that we've been multiple people, but even as this higher level spirit who's our most authentic state of being. This higher self has no limiting beliefs at all, no ego fixations, I think you could say that. It's very creative and very liberated, which is something that in our mindset and our consciousness here on earth we aspire to be and to embody, but it is very, very hard. I do think one common thread is that our higher self does present itself as an older version of ourselves. I think that's something that I've read multiple people say, which is also even my own experience. So that's kind of cool. Now, if you, like I said before, if you've been having issues where you're trying to meet your higher self and you've done all the meditations and you haven't been successful, is it that one of your past lives has been blocking you from being able to meet them and communicate? Possibly. So I'm going to tell you a side story that is, believe it or not, related. I don't want to go off on a random tangent, but I will say that for me, with my abilities, most of you already know, so forgive me for being redundant, that I've always had sound. I've been able to hear spirit since I was a kid. I've been able to hear externally, with my ears, never internally. It was always external, like people were walking around talking to me all the time, and it was very frightening to have that. But that was something very natural for me. It would be peculiar if I didn't hear spirits talking, because it has always been that way, and it's been very loud. However, growing up, I never had sight. Never had it. And my sister had sight, but I felt so grateful because seeing spirits has not been that much fun. It didn't come to me until later in life for a reason. And I didn't ask for it. But when I started meditating hardcore, I started to see. And I started to see not only in meditation, I started to see with my eyes open. And that was very frightening for me because, again, that was new. However, I have been told by my guide, I have been told by multiple people, all the same thing. And that to me is obviously confirmation that it's true, that I have in many lifetimes, been crucified, murdered, burned for utilizing my abilities. Therefore, it has created a massive block with my sight. And that is why it took so long for me to develop, to get it back, to have it in this lifetime. Meaning that if you are having a major block to being able to communicate with your higher self in some capacity, whether it's hearing or seeing or feeling, sometimes, I cannot say this is the case for everyone. It could be because of an instant or multiple issues that you've had in a past life, in many lives, excuse me, that has blocked you from being able to do this in your present life, which seems unfair. That is something I did tell my guide. I was like, that is really unfair. First, you give us amnesia coming here, and then you block us. And it's just, I said, that's not right. You have to, you know, throw us a bone in some capacity, right? So, but this is true. And I had such a hard time believing that could be the case. Like, how could it be something in a past life affects me today? That just takes away tools from my toolbox. You know, it's just stuff like that. I would get really ticked off at the beginning. I understand your frustration. Let me just say that. And I do have to say, if you are having this experience, I highly recommend doing past life regression, past life meditations to get to the root of that issue. Because once you can identify what it is that is blocking you, and if it's from a past life, it's like it kind of removes that block, and then you'll take a giant leap forward. And how does that work exactly? Like, how does that exactly work in terms of, okay, let's say I saw my past life and I saw that I was tortured to death because I was a seer and they just killed me. Now that I see that, all of a sudden, am I going to be able to meet my higher self and see him or her? Good question. I can't say yes or no. I cannot tell you because I really don't know. Everything is super individualized. We all have our own curriculum and our own timing. So this is something you have to work with your guide or work with your team on. And I know you're already saying, well, how the hell am I going to do that if I can't even hear or see them? Gotcha. I get it. So I'm going to give you guys some tools here on the podcast today because I've been in that spot. But I will say, don't get frustrated and don't give up trying to meet your higher self. And I know it's a process. It does take time, but we have time. So don't expect a quick turnaround. Unless you're one of those people who, boom, already met your higher self, you work with them on a daily basis, and you know, you guys are best friends and everything is kosher. Wonderful. I applaud you. For a lot of people, it does take quite a bit of time. So one other thing before I give you kind of like some tools to move forward, what is the purpose really of contacting your higher self? You might ask again, then what is the purpose of contacting your spirit guide? Well, they're both helpers. They're both there to help you on your path, to nudge you, to make sure that you're going in the right direction, to give you an objective perspective on some of the decisions that you're making, and maybe to get some insight into why you keep hitting, you know, the same or having the same experiences over and over and over. They really do step up to help you. Now, a lot of people reach out to me with the exact same question. If anybody could see the same question everyone is sending me, I think we all have the same source of frustration, and it is, why can't I meet my guide? Why can't I meet my higher self? So it's the same thing over and over and over. You know, is it really my past lives that block me, or is it that I'm not meant to communicate with them this time? What's the deal? So this is kind of something I think I mentioned last time, either on here or on YouTube. So I'm going to give you an example. So After I met, there were two spirit guides for me who stepped up immediately with my higher self. Okay, they all came at one time. There are so many stories, and I'm going to get through all these stories on this podcast in the coming months that I've had with them. Very real stories. I feel like the guides and my higher self that I met have been a big part of my life, my lifetime this time, and I'm so grateful for that. So my two guides stepped up, and my higher self stepped up very quickly, and I could go to them to talk to them about anything, and they would provide answers, you know, tell me things that even I did not want to hear. Some of them were really hard to hear, because your higher self and your guides are going to be very blunt to you about your issues. They're going to say things to you you may not like, but not in a fearful way or to institute fear in any way. They want you to be very honest with yourself, to get to the root of the issue so that you can move on, right? We're supposed to be growing this lifetime, and taking a good look at ourselves in the mirror and at our actions is one of the best ways to do it, and being honest. But they did step up quite quickly to help me. Now, after I had been working with them for quite some time, all of a sudden they disappeared. This is something I do talk about quite extensively in my book, because I do not think this is spoken about anywhere else. I have researched until the cows came home and found nothing. So I think somebody should talk about the fact that there are going to be moments when your higher self and your spirit guides bounce. And they do. Not saying that they're not a part of you still there, because they're still there, but they're not going to be interacting with you in the same way as before. So what is the whole point of this? There's a reason I'm telling you this. If you're having trouble meeting your guides or angels or even your higher self, if this is such an issue for you, it could be because they want you to begin to work with your own inner spirit, your own intuition first, to build that up. They want you to trust your own inner voice first before you start relying so much on them. My guides took a long vacation from me, and my higher self was kind of like, I feel like she was on vacation too, because they wanted me to begin to trust my own intuition, to trust my own inner knowingness first, and not rely so much on the answers that they provided to me, you know, because it's almost like they became kind of a crutch with certain questions that I had, and I needed to have my own understanding and come to conclusions with my own inner spirit. And I feel like for some people who are struggling to meet their higher selves or even their guides, it's because they want you to do that first, to kind of like exercise that muscle, because it's super important, especially if, let's say, you don't have hearing and you're going through something and you can't, you know, you can't just sit down and ask them a question and get the answer. You have to tap into your own inner spirit first to get the answer, which takes so much work, is because most of us are, I think, in this community are taught to just ask your guide, ask your guide, ask your guide, and he, she will give you the answer. Well, I was put through quite some time where my guides were like, no, 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 you are going to learn yourself. You are going to start building that muscle for yourself. You know, you can't rely on us so much. You're here to grow and learn yourself as well. Like, we will help you when you, you know, when you need help and when you ask for it, but we are not going to be your crutch. So I feel like for some of you who have been meditating and have been trying to meet either your guide or your higher self, it could be that they want you to hone that skill first. And I know that that is frustrating to hear. And I know that it can be very angering to hear that. But I do think that that is the case. Okay, let's step back. Now, how do you begin to work with your higher self? How can you meet him or her? First way, the most obvious, is through meditation. Everyone hates to hear that, but it is the truth. And I know some of you, again, have been meditating forever and have not had a breakthrough. That's okay. There are other ways, okay? But the first one is through meditation. And for some of you who meditate, you don't see anything. And maybe you've been meditating for a long time and boom, you have never met anything, seen anything, felt anything and you gave up. I get it. At the beginning, I was kind of like that too. I was like, this is whack. There's nothing happening here, etc. After much practice, things shifted. And I do think it is on your own timing. It's with your own timing and your spirit knows best. And it's so hard to hear that because some of you are like, well, I don't have a lot of time on this planet. I feel you. I'm with you on that. But it is really at its own time. So if you've been meditating and not experiencing anything, that's okay. I'm going to give you a couple of other ways. Now, if you have been meditating and someone has been popping up and you don't know who it is, get clear on who is trying to talk to you. You will have many teachers step forward. Now, this is something I spoke about before in one of my many meditation episodes, but it's important because I also don't think that people teach you this. At least not from my experience, that when you have a spirit step forward and you can see them in full form or hear them, you need to make sure to be able to discern from the spirits, like discern between like who's there for your highest self, your highest good, and those who are not. And there are many teachers and you do have free will and you can select to work with whomever you'd like. But this is also why your intuition is so important, because you need to be able to tell who's there for good and who's there for not good. Now, your higher self doesn't have an ego. Your higher self isn't going to ask things of you. Your higher self isn't going to make demands, isn't going to ask for a trade. You know, do this for me, I'll do this for you, tit for tat. That is not your highest self. And the reason I know that is because I have had teachers, false teachers, present themselves to me, many at the beginning, who asked for things first in order to give me things. And that was a telltale sign that, okay, you are definitely not here for good. You gotta go. Okay, so make sure that you can discern at the very beginning who's presenting themselves as a representation of like your higher self and who's really there to help you and who's there to trip you up and confuse you. That's very, very important at the beginning, and you have to trust your gut. You have to trust your gut. The information that your higher self is going to present to you in meditation is going to be objective. It is going to be honest. You're going to feel the truth. That's something no one else can teach you. You are going to feel, because only you know that feeling, that knowingness. It's going to resonate so deep. It will have a big impact on you. All right? Okay. So meditation is clearly one way. How else? So, well, let me actually step back, because there's something else I wanted to say with meditating. So for those of you who've been meditating and you do a guided meditation, right? And you still don't see anything. Your imagination is super, super, super important. So if you've been meditating and you don't see what, let's say, the person is asking you to see during the guided meditation, you have to make it up in your mind. That's super important. Your imagination is really key. That's how we create. And believe it or not, it's really through your imagination that you can hear your higher self, your guide, and your angels. I know that that sounds really crazy because we equate the fictitious with the imagination, and I get that, but your imagination is really, really key. So think about it like this. When you're doing some sort of, let's say, white light clearing meditation, you usually imagine that white light going through your entire body, your veins, down your pole of light, etc. And you can usually feel that it is clearing you. You can there's a physical sensation that goes along with that. We are creative beings in our own right. And our imagination is very real. And since our thoughts create reality, it's the same thing in the meditative state. So just begin to imagine, you know, whatever the guided meditation is. Imagine seeing it, and don't put so much emphasis on the fact that you yourself are creating it. It's okay. Things are going to shift and take on its own life. And I mean that because there were moments when I was meditating that I couldn't see anything, that I had to create it for myself. But once I did, it was like people were coming in and things were happening that I no longer had control of. So trust that you can also build that world for yourself and your mind, and then allow spirit to come in and help you out. All right. How else can you get in touch with your wonderful, very smart, all-knowing higher self? Well, journaling, believe it or not. I know nobody wants to hear that either. But I'm going to give you my biggest secret today, which is a big deal because it always works, okay? So I'm going to give you two big secrets that I do. And I hope that they work for you. But again, 30 days, okay, you guys? Do not expect turnaround overnight. Practice straight for 30 days. You will see results, but you got to give it a go. All right, so through journaling. Now, I talk to my guides and angels every day. However, I don't necessarily talk to my higher self every day. Like I said, she's always kind of been put on the back burner, which I feel very guilty about because she's uber smart and helpful and cool and likes to do the same things that I like, of course. I should really like put her at the forefront. When you sit down, get a journal that you're going to dedicate specifically to your higher self, only to that person, all right? 30-day commitment. Get a calendar and make sure to cross off at the end of the day that you did this. No excuses here. You're going to see, you know how you see on some TV shows where there are like these 12-year-old girls who are like, "Dear diary, today I did blah, 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 and I saw so-and-so in the hallway." Well, you're going to do something very similar. So you're going to address your entry to your higher self. You're going to say, first line, "Dear higher self. Hello, higher self. Hi, higher self. How are you?" Now, the key to doing this, you guys, is to ask questions. You can have a stream of consciousness entry if you would like, which is fine because the more you write, it's almost a meditative practice within itself. And it's like your mind kind of is more open to receiving while you write. But you also want to address questions, okay? Because you want to ask yourself some questions, your higher self questions. And the answers that you get, whatever you're hearing, feeling, etc., that comes to mind, you're going to put that down on paper. And then you're going to keep going. What you want to do is build a relationship with your higher self by doing this exercise every day. Tedious, perhaps. Annoying, maybe, but who cares, right? We're going to commit because that's important. This work takes devotion and commitment. So you're going to do this every day and you're going to begin to notice a shift. I would say 10, 14 days in. You are going to start getting answers to some of your questions that are going to take you back because that's what happens to me. They are answers that I would never have thought about to my questions. There are things sometimes that are hurtful to myself because they're pretty honest and raw. And it gives you a lot of perspective, but forces you to rethink your life and forces you to rethink how you're approaching things and seeing things. So doing this journaling exercise every day is key. When I have questions about things in my life and I want to talk to my higher self, I always do my journal entries that way. And that voice will pop in. And the answer that I get is so calm, by the way. Even if I'm really angry and frustrated, the answer that I get, it's like, la-da-da. It gives me, you know, it gives me truth. And again, it really affects me because I know that that's where it's coming from. It's that higher source. It's giving me that higher truth and higher perspective, which is what you really, really want. Now, if the answers that you're getting at first are angry, biased, fear-based, most likely it's your ego stepping in to answer, which is okay for a little while. At some point, there is going to be a gradual shift in the answers that you're going to get. What's important to say here or to address is whether or not the answers that you're getting are going to be like external, like a male-female voice, or is this more of an internal voice? More often than not, it's going to be internal, unless you're clairaudient. And even then, that depends on if you have, if you hear with your inner ears or externally, right? So there are many factors to consider here. That's why this is so specialized. Or individualized, excuse me. So, moving back to this, it's going to be your inner voice. It's going to be a quiet, calm inner voice, but you're going to hear it. That's the thing. It's going to be in your inner ear. You're definitely going to just hear something talking, and write as it talks, don't, or as it speaks, don't stop writing. Okay. Don't lose that connection, because this practice that I'm teaching you right now is very similar to a certain extent, similar as, it's like channeling. You're getting into the state where you're communicating and allowing your channel to be open to hearing those answers coming from that particular source. All right. So practice this exercise every day. This is my big thing that I do, and it is so effective. All right. Let me give you my other secret exercise that I do. Now, the key to these exercises is, I said, commitment. You got to go for it. You also need to let your higher self know, hey, you know, for example, like me, my name is Dina. You know who I am. I really want to get in touch with you, and I want to establish this mode of communication. That's the way I started it with everything, with my guides, angels, everybody, like, hey, you guys, alert, alert. I really want to establish doing this. Can we please help me? And I will give you my time, my energy, my commitment, if you please help me to provide me guidance. Boom. Set that connection, that link, and go for it. They will know if you're serious. The next exercise that I do, because I remember my angels telling me specifically that all the answers that you need, that God speaks to you through your heart, and we are all God, we're all one. It just looks like we're all separate things, right? But we're really all one source, a higher source of truth, coming from the all that is. But it literally lies inside your heart. That's why keeping your heart chakra open and clear all the time is super important, because it's the gateway. It links the lower and the higher. As above, so below, right? Everything comes from love. So your higher self, that source of wisdom and truth, is also in your heart. It's mainly coming from your heart. So one exercise that I teach people to do, and again, this takes practice, so don't expect to turn around overnight, is to sit down somewhere very, very quiet, clear your mind, clear your chakras, go through that process, and then place your hand over your heart. You're going to hold it there for quite some time as you do a series of in-breaths and then exhaling. I would say do a good 20 to kind of get your mind in that meditative state first, and then call on your higher self, and then ask one question. Keep your hand on your heart. Keep breathing in and out. The breath is so important, you guys. I really mean it. So a deep breath in, hold for 3 seconds, exhale for 3 seconds. Ask your question. Now, then listen. Again, it may not sound the way you expect it to sound, but it is going to be an inner message. You're going to hear the words, no doubt. The answer will come. You're going to hear them speak. Again, maybe externally, most likely internally. And you're going to hear a phrase. You're going to hear a quick answer. Boom, write it down, okay? Right afterwards, write it down. Now, if you don't hear anything the first time you try this, it's okay. We're at the beginning. You're learning, you know, you had to crawl before you can walk. It's the same thing in life with this. It's the same thing with doing these exercises. 30 days. I want you to practice this straight for 30 days. You may even get a little bit of a surprise, you guys, because when you begin to do these practices, you might have your spirit guide. If you haven't met them, they may actually step forward to interrupt and be like, oh, hey, by the way, Denise, my name is Calvin, and I'm really glad to see that you have finally committed or whatever, right? And it might take you back. You might feel, you know, a little scared at the beginning, but don't feel so scared. Again, discern between the spirits first, okay? If the messages are negative, if they're bargaining, exchanging, tell them to go and they will, all right? Very, very important. So back to the heart exercises. It's the same thing that applies. You're going to get that inner message. If the inner message is uplifting, objective, helpful, provides you with a very comforting answer, that's not ego-based, you know it's coming from your higher self. Again, truth is going to resonate there. You're going to know it. And again, nobody can teach you that knowingness. It's funny because when students ask me, what's my gift? And When somebody has claircognizance, which I actually think we almost all have, to be honest, I can't teach you how to do that. I can't teach you your own inner knowing. That's the thing. It's an inner knowing. No one can help you with that. I can provide the ways, explain to you how it might come in, but I cannot teach you how to do it. That's something that your own truth has an awareness of. All right. So practice the heart exercises for a good 30 days. Sometimes for people it takes 40 days, but don't give up. Get a calendar that's specifically devoted to these exercises that you're doing and ask your higher self to be present before you're doing them. And I promise you, they're there. You may not feel or see them at the beginning, but trust that as you build that relationship, you're going to get that knowingness that they're there with you the whole time. Okay, I think that's just about everything. I feel like there was something else, but I don't know about a higher self that I wanted to discuss. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I think I spoke about that. So know that, again, your higher self is just this infinite consciousness. It has access to a lot of information that would be very helpful for you. Again, if you have blocks, even let's say you've done all of these exercises for like 3 months and nothing has shifted, I really feel at that point that you need to focus on past life meditations, that there's something that is blocking you, number one, that could come from a past life. Number two, you could have some spirit attachments with you that also act as a block, believe it or not, between you and being able to see. So creepy thing, let me tell you, great story to end with, of course. So I was having some trouble with my sight, and a friend and I were practicing one night when she was reading me, and she's such a skilled clairvoyant. I think I've brought her up many times. It's scary for me to watch because it almost seems like supernatural to a certain extent. She had her eyes closed and she was reading me. And then I heard her move her chair back a little bit. Like she kind of bounced back, like she was scared. And I asked her, well, what's wrong? What happened? And she was like, Deanna, there's literally a dark spirit that's like putting their hand over your third eye. They don't want me to see. And they don't want you to see. Like they're doing it on purpose, very maliciously. And so she called in, of course, the big guns, like Archangel Michael, etc., to come and pull the spirit off of me. Now, we've spoken about spirit attachments in several of my podcasts because they are very real. And I used to think it was BS. I cannot lie, you guys, until I started to experience it myself. So, which, you know, is similar with most things in life, right? So I will say, if you have been struggling for some time to contact your higher self, you could have a spirit attachment, which happens when you're really down, when you're depressed, when you're around a lot of negative people and they want to feed off of that energy. Cleansing is super important. With all types of intuitive work that you're doing, constantly cleansing the inner and the outer is super, super important. Sometimes when I'm driving to go to the grocery store, I will see a big sign that just happens to have the word sage on it, on a billboard. Like, where is that coming from? Therefore, I know, okay, I need, when I go home, I have got to cleanse myself big time, because usually if you're intuitive, it's like your light is on and spirits see it. All types, by the way, there's no bias. It's all types. And it's like they're drawn and attracted to you as well. And you'll just carry spirits from place to place. If you feel extremely drained after coming back from the store, you might have a spirit attachment with you. Okay, so you need to constantly clear yourself on the outside with sage, but on the inside, doing those white light meditations to make sure that your channels are always clear and to get rid of any attachments. I also sometimes, if I'm feeling super out of it, I will call in Archangel Michael and all the other angels of protection to just take away what I think I'm feeling. Like I ask them to remove negative spirits from me, and then I kind of try to imagine it and see it happening. All right. So if you are experiencing blocks, and you can't communicate with your higher self in any capacity, it may be that as well. And it may be your space. You might need to clear your space. And I do mean like going around saging your space and asking your guides and your angels to walk with you to clear anything, opening the windows and clearing the room is super, super important as well. There could be a lot of different reasons for this. All right, I think now I have been rambling. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this has been helpful, and I wish I had specific definitions for the higher self, etc. But from my own personal experiences, it really is that spirit that is, it is like the presence, your presence of God. It's like the individualized presence of God, which is you. One thing I should end this on, because it just came to me while speaking about this, you know, I had a dream about a year ago. I think I told this story that I was so mad at some people at work, of course. And, you know, I was praying. I was like, God, please let me see them differently. Please let me see them differently. Even though they treat me like crap, let me see them differently. I know that they're my brothers and sisters in truth. And in that dream, my guide showed up and he was younger. I was like, great, you have to show up as a kid. Thanks. And and I made him a sandwich, and then actually he was a teenager, and we were talking, and he was like, you know what, Deanna, he said, every person that's here on this planet has a speck of light that rings true for the love of God. And he was very clear to me about that. And he was like, you need to remember that there's all of us, which is really just our higher selves. It's our spirit and truth who are the embodiment of God's love, if you will. Right, that again is unlimited, has access to everything, is infinite consciousness, it is eternal, it's free from all the attachments, and it is constant and unchanging. It is birthless and it is deathless. So know that that is your higher self, and know that we all have that eternal light that we are, and nothing in truth, I feel, can really fully block you from accessing that. We may have temporary blocks, but know that you're always in union with this creative force. So you can do this, and believing it is the first step. All right, I hope this has been very helpful, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And please, again, I must leave a shameless plug about myself, my book, Awakening the Psychic Self, which has all these tips and tricks that I have learned from my higher self and my guides and angels over the years. I do include a big section on the back with that. Comes out on the 28th. Thank you guys. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.